There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome to the return of the Wednesday One Shot, the series where we share a bonus story with you to help you get through the week good and terrified. We'll be doing this bi-weekly moving forward. This week we have a story by an author that goes by the name of Crystal Lover 8. When I was around 20 years old, I was newly single and exploring the apps. I matched with this guy named Alex. He wasn't my usual type, but his profile seemed pretty cool. It showed that he was in school, had a car and a job, plus friends, so he didn't seem weird to me at all. We got to talking and he seemed pretty into me, so we set up a date. He came to pick me up for a quote-unquote driving date, basically sitting in his car for hours, driving around. And yes, I don't know why I did this, but I'm blaming it on being young and dumb. So he started driving. We drove for about 40 minutes, all the way to downtown. Mind you, during those 40 minutes, he was blasting music at full volume with the windows down. Everyone on the sidewalk was staring at us while he screamed the lyrics out the window. When I brought up that I thought it was a little loud, he said, "Nah, everyone loves it." They, in fact, did not love it, I can assure you. Anyway, we get to the heart of downtown, and he parks outside a very famous and prominent tower in the city. Then he gets out of the car, gets down onto the ground, and just stares at it. No warning, no nothing. This is when I started to think he was a little strange. He then hopped up and said, "Let's go get some food now." It was strange. So now we began driving to get food, and he drives two cities outside of the one that we're in. At this point, we've been driving for hours. During this drive, he starts spewing all these racist comments and then abruptly tells me that he's very depressed and a troubled person. He asks me if I've ever done the slicey dicey, in his words, to my wrists. I was very taken aback, and I didn't really know what to say. I mean, I had known this man for just a few hours at this point, and didn't think the conversation would get this deep. He confided in me and told me that he had been hospitalized before for self-harm. At this point, things were getting scary. I started to feel like I was in danger, but I was even more scared that if I offended him, something bad could happen. Let's not forget, I'm in his car. He has my home address, and we're two cities away from mine. So I played nice. We finally got to a food spot and ate some dinner, but at least he paid. Anyway, this is when things get very creepy. We begin driving again, back toward our city, but he keeps taking the long way, so our 1 hour drive turns into a 3 hour drive. At this point, we're back in the city, but it's really late, probably around 11:30 at night. That's when he goes into a dark neighborhood and starts driving very fast around very tight roads and corners. As he's doing this, I ask him to slow down because he's scaring me. He turns and looks at me with no emotion and says, "You know, I've had some really hard days in my life." I just said, I know, you told me, I'm sorry. Then he said, "I used to hurt so bad that I would come and drive my car like this and kill squirrels so something else could hurt as much as I did." I was in shock. I was honestly very terrified by what he said, and not to mention his strangeness from the very start of the night. All I could do was ask if he still did it. He said no, not anymore. However, somehow I just knew that wasn't true. But I thought, if I offended him, he could easily overpower me. So, I continued to play it nice. At this point, we were very close to my home, about 10 minutes away. Then, abruptly, he asked if I had ever been to this park that was coming up. Now, this park is at the bottom of a cliff, and it was in the middle of the night. I had been to this park, but even if I hadn't, I would have said yes, because there was no way I wanted that man to drive me down there. He then said, "Oh, perfect, I haven't. You can show me around." Then took a right turn, driving down a very dark road to the bottom of the park, where the parking lot was completely empty. There were about 6 streetlights total. Needless to say, I thought I was going to be victim number 1. Since I'm here, I obviously wasn't. But things were just so strange while we were there. He basically forced me to kiss him pretty intimately. He got handsy while I kept pushing him off, but it didn't escalate past that. Then he drove me home. I blocked his number and all socials after that. But I often wonder if I really did go on a date with a psychopath. Thanks for listening, and if you're new here, be sure to subscribe so that you can catch our full-length episodes released every Monday here on Let's Not Meet. We'll see you then. Stay safe.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like 2-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.